With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump can remain on state's primary ballots after a unanimous ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices reversed a decision by Colorado's top court to kick Trump off the state's Republican primary ballot by using the Constitution's so-called insurrection clause. The Supreme Court ruled that Congress must act before states can invoke the 14th Amendment. Trump was also barred from ballots in Maine and Illinois, but those decisions were put on hold pending the Supreme Court's ruling in the Colorado case. The former president calls the ruling a big win for America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On the international front, senior U.S. envoy Amos Huckstein, who is visiting Beirut, says if a truce is reached in the Gaza Strip, it will not automatically translate to calm along the volatile Lebanon-Israel border, which has witnessed a tremendous rise in tensions. Also at SRNnews.com, it's still early in the 2024 presidential election cycle, but recent polls indicate a lead for former President Trump over President Biden if the election were held today.
Guy Benson reporting at townhall.com about the latest, most notable New York Times Siena College poll writes, quote, the data shows Trump ahead by 5 points head-to-head, 48% to 43%, which aligns with an array of national and state-level polling, unquote. The New York Times poll is corroborated by a 2-point lead for Mr. Trump in a head-to-head race against Mr. Biden, as reported both by Fox News and the Wall Street Journal, with a wider margin by those two sources with third-party candidates in the race. Meanwhile, CBS News gives Mr. Trump a 4-point lead against Mr. Biden if the election were held today. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom is going on in Maine.
A federal judge has ruled that a Christian school in Bangor cannot qualify for a state tuition assistance program unless it submits to Maine's LGBT anti-discrimination policy. At least that's the rule while Cross Point Church's lawsuit against the state government plays out in court. First Liberty Institute, which is representing the church school, says it will appeal the judge's decision and seek an injunction at a higher court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Belarus considering legislation that would ban the promotion of homosexuality and other behaviors similar to one that's already in place in Russia. Sponsors of the measure say it will establish administrative liability for anyone promoting homosexuality, abnormal relationships, and pedophilia. Homosexuality was decriminalized in Belarus in 1994, but the country does not recognize same-sex marriage. This is SRN News. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines ending their proposed $3.8 billion combination after a court ruling blocked their merger. JetBlue says that even though both companies still believe in the benefits of a combination, they felt that they were unlikely to meet the required closing conditions before the July 24th deadline. A major lawsuit in a bizarre accident.
A Florida woman who was struck and dragged by a New York City bus has been awarded $72 million in her suit against the city's transit agency. A jury found in favor of Aurora Beaucamp, who was hit by an MTA bus and dragged some 20 feet in Manhattan in 2017. She suffered numerous injuries and her left leg remains paralyzed. The MTA, meanwhile, says it will appeal, calling the award excessive. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.